Today, we welcome back Victoria Grisella, the United Way's Vice President of Community Engagement and Marketing, for a discussion about two United Way events, Changemaker Grants and Mobile Markets. Victoria, welcome back once again.
Jim, thanks so much for having me, as always.
For those who don't know, what are Changemaker Grants?
So our Changemaker Grants have been around, believe this or not, Jim, 30 years.
Wow.
I mean, we've probably been doing this long too. For the 30th season, we are giving out Changemaker Grants to all volunteer groups that are looking to create some kind of change in the area. It's something that they've seen that they're like, oh, the city won't fix this, or oh, my school won't fix this. And they identify what the problem is. They come to us for a grant for up to $2,500, and then they can finish that project themselves, which makes it so cool that we're empowering volunteers to create that change.
And really, it doesn't have to be some big project. It could be a small project.
Mm-hmm.
Something that maybe annoys you and your neighbors.
Exactly, exactly.
So, things like that. So people should, not think, oh, I can't do this. You can do it. You can do it.
You can, and we want you to be able to do it within a year. So that definitely shows you the scale, that it doesn't have to be huge. We want you to be able to finish something in a year that's going to be an impact for either you and your neighbors, you and a group of friends, and maybe the community at large.
So who are the people who generally submit proposals? Are they the same people, different people?
It's a mix. We definitely have seen people year after year that come back and they either want to add to their project, or that they're coming back with a different project that they have an idea for. We do see quite a few new people every single year coming to this. I think, spreading the word is always the most important piece, because people don't know where to start on something like this. And we're giving you that seed money to jumpstart your project.
That's right. And I would think that if you came back to continue your project or do some other part of it, United Way might look favorably on that for a second year funding.
We do. We always look and say, okay, well, you're going to continue the project more than year one, which we'd love to see that you're going to grow it or change it in some way, or maybe you've identified an issue that with the original project, and you're like, I'm gonna spruce this up a little bit and make it more impactful. So yeah, we always are looking at who's applying and just seeing what is going to benefit the community the most.
Okay. So what's the deadline for submitting ideas or projects?
So applications open this week and they are due by August 11th. And we, if you have questions, you're welcome to call our office. There's information on our website about it. But this is such a cool thing that, we're the only United Way who does this. So, definitely come see us in Greater New Bedford and apply for a grant for something you want to see changed.
So how can people submit their ideas? I mean, is there a process? Is it through the website? What's the deal?
Yep. All of the information and where you submit the project is right at unitedwayofgnb.org. There you'll find the application. It is not complex. I want to stress again that this is for all volunteer groups. You do not have to be a 501c3 registered nonprofit. It can truly be like me and my neighbors came up with something and we want to apply for this. That's who we're looking to empower. And so you would fill out the application, and then we have a group of citizens from the community who actually review the grants, and they're the ones that are making the decisions. So it's not us in our bubble making the decisions at United Way. It's the community deciding on community projects.
All right. So what are some of the more successful proposals that you funded in the past, Victoria?
Oh, so some of my favorite projects, Walt's Mobile Closet comes to mind. So they hand out free clothing in the community. And so they've been coming to us for a couple of years to get things like racks to bring out, to hang the clothes on. They've come to us for hangers. They've come to us for clothing, for shelving to put the clothing on. And then we've actually partnered with them on our mobile markets, which we'll also talk about, where they're actually coming to our mobile markets and handing out clothes at those events too. So it's beyond just what they came to us for. Now we've really created this really cool partnership with them. So that's definitely one of my favorites.
Now, does everyone get $2,500, or if they want to, if they think I can do this for $1,000?
Yep. It all depends on what you need. You could, sit and do the numbers and you only need $556. That's what you're coming to us for. We've had people who come to us to the penny and say, this is what I need. Obviously, that's a little bit more intense than we need. We don't need it to be that exact. But yeah, mm-hmm. You can come to us for any amount up to $2,500.
Okay. So that's the story with Changemaker Grants. It is a 30-year program mm-hmm. that has been highly successful. How many grants do you give out a year?
It kind of varies depending on how much people are looking for. Usually somewhere between like 15 to 20 projects get funded a year. This year we'll actually be starting where we're doing these twice a year. And so that way, if you have a project during the summer, you come to us now. If you have one later on, there'll be an opportunity in the new year to do that. So that way we're having, you know, when we were having discussions in the office, we were hearing more and more about, well, I'm not ready to submit my proposal now because it's not until... You know, the our new fiscal year, which is after July 1st. And so we listened to that feedback and we said, well, let's do it more than one time a year. So that way, if you're not ready now, you know you have the next opportunity to continue your planning process.
Okay, again, the submission deadline is August 11th for Changemaker Grants. You can check it out on the website. And that is United Way
of GNB.org.
Yes. There you go. United Way of GNB.org. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is the United Way's Vice President of Community Engagement and Marketing, Victoria Grisella. We are talking about upcoming United Way programs, the Changemaker Grants we told you about. Let's move to mobile markets. What is the mobile market, and why did the United Way decide to carry out this program?
So our mobile market, this is our 11th season, which is really exciting that we've surpassed what we ever thought we were going to do. You know, this really started as a way to get free, fresh produce into the hands of people who needed it the most. Mm-hmm. And that mission has continued over the past decade. So we partner with the YMCA Sharing the Harvest Community Farm out at the Dartmouth Y. All the produce that they grow there, we're getting out to the food pantries on our regular schedule. But, you know, when we started talking more about how we could do more in the community 11 years ago when we started this, we were hearing more and more that pantry hours are really tough for those people who are working. So we, you know, sat down, came up with this plan that we do these mobile markets after regular business hours. So our markets are on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5:30 to 7. So that way, if you're working but still need the help, you're able to come get some food from us. So that's how this whole thing started. It has grown a lot over the years. We've learned a lot over the years. We engage volunteers who are the ones handing out the produce to people that are coming. There are no income restrictions. There is a short registration form that we ask you to fill out just so that way we can collect a little bit of internal data that we don't share anywhere. It's just so we know how many people are coming, how many people we're serving, how many kids, how many adults. It's super simple to fill out that registration. You can do it ahead of time or at the market. And then you just come through and it's set up like a free farmer's market. So you just pick what you want and you can say, hey, I don't want this whole eggplant, but I really want more squash. You can let us know what your family's needs are.
All right. So how many stops do you make per week?
We do two per week. On Tuesdays, we're always in Wareham at the Wareham Middle School, which is at 4 Viking Drive. On Thursdays, we're in New Bedford, but we alternate between the North and South ends. Both of them are at the Bank 5 since they're one of our sponsors. So we do one on County Street and one on Acushnet Ave on Thursday nights from 5:30 to 7.
Okay, so you're out there and it's pretty much this time of year, it must be pretty much fresh produce.
It's all fresh produce. Everything has been picked within a few days of us handing it out, which makes it, you know, straight farm to table. And, it, you know, again, like we're always trying to grow different things to let people try different things that they may not be familiar with. And we'll provide recipe cards for some of those items that people aren't sure how to cook or you're a little skeptical of. So we're trying to make produce accessible for folks and, you know, give them something different.
So where does the food come from?
So all the food comes from the Sharing the Harvest farm. They have, I think it's a 6-acre farm, but I could be wrong on that. And they're growing this produce all year. You know, depending on the season, depends what you're going to see at mobile market. So right now we've seen squash, zucchini, carrots, kale. In a couple weeks, we'll see more tomatoes. Towards the fall, we'll see more of that acorn squash. It kind of varies. And what's cool about their farm is that you know, the majority of people there are volunteering their time. So they're planting the seeds, they're harvesting, they're cleaning things up, and then they're getting it to us so we can get it out to the public.
All right. So did they deliver the food to you, or how does that work? What's the system behind it?
So we pick it up. They get it all ready for us. They have it in bins ready to go. We pick it up the night of mobile market. Jim, as you know, we just got our brand new truck. And so it is out on the road. We load everything in there. It's got a refrigerated unit in it. So everything is staying cold right up until we're handing it out. We bring it right to the markets. We have tables that we set up. Our volunteers get there, help us set everything up, and then people will check in and then just go right through the line. We provide bags, so you don't even have to worry about bringing your own. We're making sure that you have everything you need from us.
So the amazing part about all this is that it's free.
Mm-hmm.
People come in, take what they need or want, and then they can leave. I don't think anyone would criticize the United Way if they had some sort of a discounted price or some to sign up in the program or some sort of thing. I mean, it does cost you money. It costs you money to run a truck.
We're fortunate that, you know, a lot of conversations right now about federal dollars being cut. One of the things that is worth mentioning is that United Way is not federally funded. We do rely heavily on grants and donations. And so, you know, if you see us coming into your workplace and you donate something, that money is what helps us operate programs like the Changemaker Grants or Mobile Market. And so we're fortunate to have two sponsors for Mobile Market that do help cover the cost of our truck and of our staff that's there. So Bank 5 and South Coast Health have been sponsors for a long time. They've been great partners. Both their teams are volunteering at the markets as well. So they're very, very much involved in it.
Right.
So we could charge for it, but honestly, we want to keep it free. We want to make sure people have that access. Produce is very expensive. We all know that from going to the grocery store. And so this is really allowing anybody to access that produce and saving their dollars for other things.
So you need to enroll in order to attend a mobile market site. Again, how can people do that?
So you can go right to our website, unitedwayofgnb.org. That's where you're going to find all this information. If you're not able to go online, you can just come to a market and we'll have registration forms right there.
All right. My guests have been Victoria Grisella, Vice President of Marketing and Community Engagement for the United Way of Greater New Bedford. Victoria, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
And up next, what's going on at the Wareham Dog Park? Sally Morrison will join us, and Town Square Sunday returns. Stay with us.